In France, beards and bandanas may be banned from public school as part of a controversial new law on secularism. Some Muslim girls wear bandanas as a discreet alternative to a headscarf, and a beard is sometimes a sign of devotion to Islam. The measures have spread confusion across the country and fears among other minorities, such as the turban-wearing Sikhs. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
The planned secularism law is meant to keep religion out of France's public schools and government. It comes as a response to a brouhaha sparked by a handful of Muslim girls who refused to take off their veils at the school gate. This week, the minister in charge of drafting the law answered questions in a parliamentary committee. It was previously known that Muslim veils, large Christian crosses, and Jewish skullcaps would be banned, but Education Minister Luc Ferry made an announcement that startled many.
Le bandana, dans l'état actuel des choses, si ce bandana,
in the current state of affairs, he said, if the bandana is presented by the young girls as a religious sign, it will obviously be banned. The minister also revealed that beards could be banned if they were considered to be worn as a religious sign by young Muslim men, although he admitted that determining the significance of teenage peach fuzz could pose a problem of interpretation. In response to an outcry from France's small Sikh community, which is concerned about a possible ban on turbans, the minister had an answer: invisible turbans in the form of light hairnets. In the schoolyards of France, there has already been a reaction to the planned bandana ban, because bandanas are cool, so high school girls questioned by French radio suggested that the planned ban is really not cool. If they're going to check us at the high school entrance to see if our bandanas are a religious sign or a fashion statement, said one young woman, well, that's not freedom. Her friend added that everyone wears bandanas. Teachers' unions say the ban on bandanas and beards will be pretty hard to apply. At least one union leader has called the beard ban absurd. Reaction in France's 5-million-strong Muslim community is hard to measure. Not all are practicing, and in fact, many have supported the idea of a ban on veils. But outlawing beards and bandanas goes one step further towards stigmatizing Muslims, say some. Fouad Alaoui is a leading conservative Muslim leader. We already have a very prickly debate touching on freedom of conscience, he said, so let's not throw oil on the fire. The outcry over the minister's comments led some majority members of parliament to attempt to qualify them. Hervé Marmiton is a Gaullist deputy. I think the minister could have been a little more careful, said Marmiton. We aren't going to hunt for beards or other aesthetic signs. What's important is that schools be able to act when students or a group of students show a willingness to be provocative. But critics of a law say being provocative is often part of being a teenager. And there are critics within the center-right majority itself, including Catholic members of parliament. Many suggest the law will create more problems than it will solve. The socialist opposition is also split. The political left is usually keen to support secularism, but some socialists are planning to abstain, saying the law is simply impracticable and runs roughshod over human rights. Parliament votes on the law next month. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.